Good afternoon, Spin Frequency listeners. I sit here in this incredible cave in San Marcos in the forest. And I've decided to record an episode by myself, as I really want to capture and record this moment in my life and share it with you, as I'm feeling fantastic. I'm throbbing with life. I feel very free while being in relationship with my partner. Something that I didn't know that was possible was to be in relationship with somebody and still feel free, fantastic, and liberated. It is possible, because I'm experiencing it. I find myself living in the moment and in momentum, and all of my dreams becoming form and reality in front of me. I live in the forest, in a beautiful geometric home. I'm so grateful. I'm surrounded by friends and family and love. Today I was on the first episode of my friend's podcast, Oliver's podcast. I was his first guest, inspired by me to finally get going with that and to be an inspiration for others and to influence. Feels amazing. To living in my heart and supporting others to live in theirs. Feels amazing. This space of no mind and flow and just moving with passion and being hyper. I really love being hyper. To last week, podcasting with Christopher Ryan. An episode that will be published soon. Dr. Christopher Ryan, the writer of two amazing books. One of them I have read, and the other one, I have a feeling it's amazing. I bought it. It's in my library. I've yet to read it. The two books are named Sex at Dawn and Civilized to Death. I'd recommend Sex at Dawn for a read. And also to podcast with Anya Katz during the week. Also podcaster of two podcasts named Horror Rapport and Millennial's Guide to Saving the World. Two different amazing podcasts that I've shared with many women. I listen to it as well for men also. And her to be my first Patreon supporter, supporting me financially with $5 a month, which also feels amazing to have valued myself in this podcast and for that support to have begun. And you got to start somewhere, right? Also, I've picked up this thing of saying right at the end of my sentences, which is interesting. Maybe it's because I'm hanging around with so many Americans here in Central America, tourists and travelers. I've got no problem with it though. I like a bit of right. And also really amplifying this feeling of feeling so much fulfillment and joy and fun and expression and feeling of liberation and freedom, which I really want to share with you guys. This feeling of being reminded of my essence and my love and to be seen by others. And a big thing has been hanging out with Oliver today. We began the day with, I went to one of his meditation classes this morning, and witnessing his flexibility and it turning out to be a one-on-one session because no one else turned up, and me getting to experience what he shared with me in the meditation and guiding me into memories and really feeling into the energy of memories, which is so potent. Memories, what a trip. To getting a picture sent to me by someone, which was a picture of a cattle shed, which I have in Ireland, transformed into two living accommodations with a sunroom in the middle. And I was like, whoa, that's so possible. That's really exciting to go back to Ireland and transform that shed into dwellings. That's exciting. I'm excited for the now. and where the now goes. I surrender. I want to recommend a couple of books to you guys, The Surrender Experiment and The Untethered Soul, both by Michael A. Singer, which you can find on audiobook through an app called Audible, which is a great way to listen, I've been told, and also just by buying the hard copies. Also another book, incredible book to read, is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Highly recommend. I've read it maybe three times actually. Well worth a read. Every time I go back to it, I get reminded of this present moment that is so fulfilling and has within it experiences beyond my wildest dreams, and a great reminder to keep it simple. Breathe. So this is going to be a short little episode that that may be an intro to an episode, maybe, or it may also be an episode by itself. It might be just a short little episode. I just really wanted to share this version of me and how I'm feeling right now. Today, from 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock, I DJ space here in the Yoga Forest in Guatemala, San Marcos, where I live. And for 10 hours of DJing space, they called it holding space here, which has just been available for check-ins and check-outs to this retreat center, and just been available to support people with wellness consultations and supporting people if they want to get something from the cafe, if they're struggling with communication with the local ladies, and just generally being in community. And the Yoga Forest is, I think their branding name is Conscious Living, Coming Home to Self. I love this place. I've been here over 3 months now, and it's such a pleasure to get to live here and to be valued and loved, to share 10 hours of my space and receive this beautiful home and food, and get to go to meditation and yoga twice a day if I'd like. And now I'm creating a poster today for me and Oliver. We're hosting our first men's circle on Thursday at 3 o'clock. So anyone in San Marcos listening to this, men's circle, 3 o'clock, Yoga Forest, be here. Tell the lads is our tagline. Donation based. Donate whatever you feel you desire. It'll be from 3 until maybe 4:30. And we might go for a hike. We might sit in circle and have some sharing circles. We'll see. We'll go with the flow. It doesn't. We've no strict idea what it's going to be. We're just going to have a circle and space for men to connect and communicate and connect to nature, and we'll see what happens. And tonight is family night at the Yoga Forest, 7 to 8:30. Last week we had just had a fire. Myself and my partner, we hosted for the residents of the Yoga Forest and the staff to come together and just share and look at the fire instead of watching the TV, be with the magic of fire. And the week before, we watched a movie named Saul. So it kind of depends on the weather. So tonight is family night again, so we'll see what we'll share. Really nice bringing people together for a family night, for not a specific type of gathering, but just seeing what the group needs. Yeah, I'm very grateful right now. I can feel my heart. It's throbbing. My heart's happy right now. It's fulfilled. I'm in purpose. Being in purpose is exciting, and it's flamey, and it's fiery, and it's flowy, and it's exactly as it is, and I wouldn't want it to be any other way. It's amazing. I love life. Thanks for listening, Spin Frequency listeners. Maybe I'll have a certain name for this kind of sharing that I'll have every so often. It's been kind of inspired by Christopher Ryan's podcast, Tangentially Speaking. I've been a listener to that for years. He's got like 500 episodes now. Episode with him coming up soon. Podcast with him during the week. And he is a Roman Atoma type of episode. He releases maybe once a month or once every 2 months. Roma meaning ranting out of my ass, and Toma mean talking out of my ass. So maybe I can call this like the name will come to me, and maybe I'll call it that when I upload this. So we'll see what I'll call it. It'll come to me, I know. And maybe, yeah, it'll come to me from somewhere. I was going to say you could email me and let me know what you'd think you'd call it. But yeah, actually do. Email me on spinfrequencygeo@gmail.com. That's spinfrequencygeo@gmail.com. And let me know what you would call this kind of sharing if you catch my drift. Like a Roma type sharing or Toma where I speak by myself. Yeah, it's going to come. It always does. I'm very grateful for the manifestation of my editor coming into form. I don't feel like sharing the name of my editor right now yet. Yeah, it's working really, really well, and I'm so glad the editor's come into my life and supporting this podcast so benevolently and so perfectly aligned. We have a competition running at the moment after releasing Carlos Lobos's episode. We've shared it on the San Marcos page to like and share the podcast and like us on Instagram, the Spin Frequency podcast on Instagram. And by doing this and also commenting below on the sharing of our status on Facebook on the Spin Frequency page, your favorite fruit will put you in the running to win our grand one day retreat prize here at the Yoga Forest, where you'll experience meditation and Ashtanga yoga with Carlos from 7:30 to 10:30. And then you will have a beautiful vegetarian breakfast followed by a 1 hour nature quest with Michael here in the forest of San Marcos, where you will journey into your question, where you will write down a specific question on the piece of paper that I give to you, and we will explore together into nature and you will see your question. An example of a question a client once asked was, "What does the divine sound like?" And we journeyed for an hour and she's seen, not specifically an answer, but she's seen. It's a great opportunity to ground and to reconnect with your nature. Anyways, on that beautiful natural moment, I will say bye for now. Lots of love wherever you are. Remember to breathe and see and be in presence and love.
What was I saying? I was just saying that I feel like we're meant to be here now, you know? Like, I love the thing that it's like, it's taken like billions of years of evolution for me and you to be allowed to sit here right now. And there's nothing else in our experience. You know, like if I'm trying to run off and get into another realm, you know, it's I'm here with you now. And I want to enjoy this, you know, just be here together. You know? And experience this with you fully. Yeah. That's what I... So with that, I would say don't... yeah, if you don't feel ready, I'd say just be here now with me.
And that's great advice that you're giving to everybody, is like, if you're not ready,
yeah,
just be here now.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate shift, as we said at the beginning, moving from doubt to humble. So just moving back to the simple.
Yeah.
And just remembering, just really get into the simplicities of the day with focus and attention. And by really going into the experiences, there's so much beauty and pleasure and amazingness in every movement we take.
Yes.
So to actually be able to go into that now and allow yourself into your moment and into presence and literally just focusing, even if it's your bloody microwave at home frying up your eggs, just don't even judge yourself. Like, just breathe and just focus. And drop into the easiness of just keeping it simple and being home and cozy, and
yeah,
to really be home. And that's the warm nature of the Irish spirit, I feel, is that constant desire to want to get home and get cozy.
Yeah,
with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Like, nearly when people are getting up in the morning out of their beds, they're already excited to get back for their cup of tea in the evening. So there's that warmth of like, all paths are always going home. And the whole day is like, there's just deep knowing of home.
And like, you know that quote, your home is where your heart is, and your heart is always with you right now. My heart's here right now with you. So my home right now is here. So the best place for me to have my awareness is here, with the sounds behind me, my ass my bum on the seat, be in my body, you know, like, I love that saying, be present. It's like, before I'm like, how do I be present, you know? I just need to be in my body, you know, really actually feel my body, you know, because I spend too much time giving energy to my thoughts, you know? And then I'm like a bit spacey, and that's why I keep remembering to just feel my body, be in my body, be where my heart is, which is my home.
And now that we're literally just beginning this, I'm just getting into the beginning of getting to know you. So where do you come from?
Cork, Ireland.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What's the village name?
Coachford. Yeah, little village, man.
So primary school, how many kids were in your class?
Primary school, there was about... Jesus, my primary school. Wow, that's a trip, man. There was about 20 of us.
20?
Yeah.
Wow, so we're talking like, it's a good-sized school, like.
Yeah.
There's probably 250, 300 people in there.
There was the primary school, and then the secondary school was next to it. Yeah.
And like... a long distance or far in between?
No, literally right next to each other.
Wow.
So when I was a kid, I used to be looking out the window, not being here now, thinking, oh, I can't wait till I go there. That's what I was doing. I wanted to grow up, you know. I wanted to be big, like, you know what I mean? It's funny, like, you know.
And were you, had you your attention writing notes from the board? Like, were you a good student? Or?
Nah. No, I didn't. I found school when I was in education, I found it kind of restricting. You know, I wanted to play, I wanted to have fun, I wanted to be outside, you know. So I did find school actually difficult in that there wasn't enough subjects, I felt, for me to express myself, really, you know. I felt like they were just cramming information into my mind that I didn't want to take on board. I was like, I don't even want to know anything about this, you know. That was so that's why I loved being in the forest. Like, when we were in secondary school, it was actually really funny. I used to skip class like all the time, you know. And there was like me and a couple of friends, like Dean Relihan and a few more guys, and we would spend like the whole day in a forest outside the school because we just didn't want to go to school. And it'd be lashing rain and we'd be like beating the trees with sticks and stuff, you know, and have our lunch, like, I remember this fallen tree, and we used to have our lunch, you know, underneath the tree and stuff like that, you know. So that's kind of was my experience at school, man.
And were you in a peace in nature with your friend in that place?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were very easy to not be in distractions of going into the town to get like slushies or bottles of coke.
Oh,
or...
no, we used to do that, right? Yeah. We used to go downtown, right? Let's get bottles, chicken rolls and all this sort of stuff, man.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, sure, when we all started driving, then, you know, we were skipping school, driving all around Cork, man. Yeah, we had fun, man.
Did you all have cars, or did one of your friends?
Our first friend, Tim Hurley, got a car. I'll never forget the day that he picked me up from school with his girlfriend, Lorraine, and he was like, oh, what's the story? And I jumped in the car. It was the first day, got insurance, you know? You need to get insurance, 17. So we drove around all that day, man, in this, like, GT Starlet, you know, like, wah, 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 wah. It was really fun, man. Yeah, and that night then he raced another guy in a car. It was just, you know that thing, young, wild, free.
You brought a story in for me, like, but I think it linked something for you.
Yeah,
I just got my first Galanza, like black Lanza, 2,600 euro, like the tits, like, dump valve, body kiss, 15 inch, deep dish rims, CD player, like,
yeah.
Oh, this thing was like smelling of new car scent, fresh, clean, 99, not long after coming in from Japan. Like,
Yeah. Jap import lad.
And then there was this other guy who had a same coloured one,
mm.
a 1996. And there was this rivalry.
Ah, yeah.
And there was this time when I had actually developed friendships
with certain people at the time that would, not because of it, but it just happened so divinely that I was supported by family just at the crucial moments. I was starting to get like really insanely hit hard with physical threat.
Mm.
Like hyper threats from like one guy threatened to come and I don't know what was the dread, like whatever it was.
Nice car,
innit? And it was in the car scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one night in
the You're from Mayo, right? Fucking Schlego boys and Mayo boys, all that, isn't it?
And we're on the N5 Mayo to Sligo Road, yeah. And I remember that moment of being at 111 kilometers per hour. We're talking miles an hour. 111 miles an hour. Yeah. Like 185 kilometers per hour. Hitting the limiter. Banging.
Yeah.
Like up from 6,000 revs to three. Banging off 113 to 111 miles an hour. And him coming to overtake me on the right lane. Car coming. And him, me looking out my window and he's like here. And like space and time is like fucking... Like, and you've got a car coming... 100 meters and press the brake.
Oh, back in.
And I was like, whoa, the depths competition and fear can take you.
Mm-hmm.
And like really having those heartening slowing down the car and pulling in and going to McDonald's and going home.
Going to McDonald's and going home. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the life.
What the fuck, like?
Yeah, yeah. That was Ireland, man. What a place to grow up, like, you know, really, really interesting. I had so many laughs.
Had you great friends at home?
Yeah, man, really good friends. Yeah, I've made some awesome friends, man, over the last couple of years, especially like one friend, Rachel McCarthy. Oh man, she might be coming over here. Actually, she texts me. I'm in contact with her now. She's big into like just keeping that vibe high, man. You know, really beautiful girl. She does like this thing at the moment, like random act of kindness, you know, where she's like giving farmers and different people like a box of like flowers or gifts, you know. Yeah, man, it's absolutely beautiful. And like my relationship with my mother is great. My younger brother, you know, and it's absolutely amazing, you know. I feel like when I think back, because I was traveling in Australia for a couple of years, you know, and I kind of had this like I wanted to get away from Ireland. I wanted to, you know, do something different, you know. And then I came back and went through this like different journey of kind of like learning more about myself and letting go of a lot of things that I thought about myself, actually, because it's all about what I'm thinking, you know, and it's all going on in my own head. So when I was able to let go of so much, I was really able to build like a really amazing relationship with my mother and my younger brother. And yeah, when I think back on Ireland now, man, I just, you know, I can't wait to go home to see everybody, you know. I really can't. Like, we had the most amazing summer, man. Yeah, I have a really happy memory. I was talking to someone the other day about happy memories, you know, because I like to, you know, I always keep whatever we focus on grows, you know. That's my philosophy or whatever. So I like to remember all the happy memories with my mom and my family. And before I kind of left to Mexico, me and my mom, we got up in the morning, you know, and like, as people do, like, have different struggles with thoughts. So I would say to my mom, especially last few months, like, we go for a walk in the woods or we go to the beach, you know, get out in nature, listen to the sounds and all that, and go for a walk, you know. And she loves the power walk, you know. So we were going to the beach, or else her partner's house, I'm not sure. And anyway, we passed down this, where there was this bridge, and there was like a green garden, and green grass, and a little Irish river, you know, beautiful. And they're like, and we got out, and we had like our big warm woolly jackets on, fuzzy hoods, and she was actually making a picnic, you know, and I was sitting on the picnic table. And I remember she'd made like vegetarian sandwiches, you know, and a cup of tea and a bag of crisps, you know. And I was just eating them, and her two dogs were playing. And I remember just looking at all the colours and just feeling so happy in myself. And my mother said to me, she was like, She's like, I'll never forget this memory. You know, she was like, every time I drive past here, she's like, I'll always remember that memory. And I've always remembered that memory, you know, and like I made a habit of like, you know, focusing on that, you know, and because I just know how much my mother just has done so much for me over her whole life. And it's just such a happy memory to have. And I really do love her so much, you know. And I'm so grateful to, I guess, to be her son, you know. So, and there was another memory, you know, I like to bring up the happy memories of Christmas time last year, back in Ireland. Me and my mom and my younger brother just giving each other gifts, you know, and just having that relationship with each other is one of the most beautiful, is the biggest gift I've ever got, to be honest, to be able to have a real connection with my family. Because, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't always feel that, and sometimes I felt a bit lost, you know. But over the last few years, I just felt it so strong, you know. And I know they've always loved me so much, you know, and I love them so much. And it's just an amazing feeling to have that memory and to know they're there back in Ireland. And I can call them whenever I want. And if I ever need to go home, that is just going to be a celebration together, you know. So, yeah, that's a nice memory to remember. Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. You feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Families, so nice to have, like, feel that love towards our family, you know.
Yeah, human touch, connection, and like intimacy, and brothers and sisters and friends and partner and mom and dad, and it's all so new to me. It's like so normal to so many people. Mm. It's so like part of their normal mechanisms, just they're naturally that. And, you know, I've had a lot of disconnection from affection and intimacy and growing up. And remembering it all in beautiful ways is a beautiful journey. Because my mom is amazing.
Mm.
I don't say her name on the podcast, that's our deal. I was like, Mom, I gotta talk about things because we're very connected. but we can, you have some leeway, like you can bring in some of your terms. She's like, don't say my name. I can be Mom.
That's really nice.
I was like, so Mom. She's like, yeah. So yeah, I love my mom so much. My mom's a nursery teacher. So yeah, she supports innocence. Yeah. And the playroom. Feels like I was her learning ground of like supporting a being to play by supporting a being how to play. She was just always doing her best, and I developed a lot of addictions with my mom to like leaving play. Mm. And through the last couple of years, remembering to play with my mom has been amazing.
Mm.
Like going to the beach and like doing yoga on the sand while she goes for the walk, and then like taking off all my clothes and running into the ocean. Like she doesn't know me.
Nice, man.
But deep down she's like, fuck yeah, that's my son, I love him so much, but like he's naked running into that ocean, I'm gonna keep walking down to the, down to this beautiful
he's my son but I don't know him right now.
I like for her the navigation of like being in a nursery with kids that have their own boundaries and protections and everything, and to keep them safe, and her being the one minding 10 kids every morning to play and like allow their space of innocence. It's where she's like just keeping out fear or any like just allowing the beauty of kids to be kids.
Mm-hmm.
And to be at home where that's her world, and being home again where like she's kids around, and I like having brothers and sisters roaming around our house, because that's what it is. It's like so beautiful.
Yeah.
Having children around at home in Ireland, and to have brothers and sisters, and to remember what that is. Spent a lot of time just me and her. And she was so good at like getting me out into activities and motivating me, and not making sure I didn't have too many days staying at home watching Jeremy Kyle, and making sure that I didn't like exit too much, that I always kept my foot in the door of school enough. Like when I got suspended, and like when I was like not taking any sort of direction from teachers or anything, just like reacting and not feeling held by brothers, having people that were like supporting me to get in trouble, what I felt like, and not being honored in friendship. And since, it's been a journey of connecting to honoring friendships and connections, coming from two lifetimes of feeling dishonored and not feeling trust. It feels like that, like 15, 16 years. And like maybe in the last 10 years, transforming. This 10-year transformation of taking that summer and cycling my ass off for 3 months to like lose weight, because I was very heavy. Not very heavy, but I had a couple of stone extra on me. And I just ran and connected to nature, and I just like got into myself and got started gaining my own awarenesses and like gaining my own centeredness, and dropped like 2 or 3 stone of weight. And going back into school, automatically everyone's perception changed of me because of my own perception changing, because I see myself differently. Therefore everyone had a complete shift of perspective. There's still a few that held on to it, and they were the ones who were physically threatening me. But because my heart was open now and I was loving myself and loving others, I then developed friends and support. The wolf pack. And I suppose I was the one with the car. Yeah. Making sure that when everyone was tripping or taking drugs, that everyone got home at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was taking care of everyone. Nice, like a trip guide, I suppose. Not going into the drug with them.
I can see you driving around. Bam, bam, bam. Come on, lads.
Even in the ice in my Honda Civic, knowing that every corner was going to drift, but going with it, and the lads like, taking it really slow, but drifting on the ice. So like my world got better and better from there, and I have friends in Ireland now who I still go back in and connect with. Not too many. Like I planted a garden with my brother David when I was home last summer. It was just all weeds, so he wanted to get a grass garden, so we plowed it up, we dug it up, we raked it, we seeded it, we had coffee together, him and his little boy and his family and his house. And it's like friendship has evolved and changed how I meet my friends. It's like now I'm meeting, build their garden with them, with their little boy, you know. It's friendship has changed and evolved at home in Ireland, and I don't need him to get our connection or to get other connections I have that go in a certain direction. It's like accepting David for exactly who he is. Dahi, if you're listening to Dahi, I love you so much, and you're getting a portal into seeing how I'm friends with you and friends with others. It's like we talk about our things. We were in the bog together turning turf, and like with his little brother, and like that was just the turning of turf with me, and me planting the garden with him, and we had an exchange. And it's like we ended up turning the turf together and filling up the trailer, bringing it home, building a pallet wood turf shed, tarp around it, filled it all up with turf one by one, all built so geometrically gorgeous, all of us in Eden Heart Space.
Wow.
That were living there, and he'd come to visit my traveller friends, all eight, nine of us living in caravans and working out how to like build a sink and have water flowing from the cow trough to us to get water systems, and working on the electrical system, building the house, and like old friends coming in just with what they know. Like he's a barman, Dahi, so you can mention something in the pub and you're going to find out who knows something about something by the fourth man at the bar drinking Guinness, you know? So you get the connection of how Ireland streams.
Oh, Anna, perfect timing.
So it's really nice getting this delivery of this cacao bomb, which is my new home. So all at home in Ireland, we've just got delivered a cacao bomb that I asked for about to come in 30 minutes. And I asked in Spanish.
Oh, nice.
And Anna, a lovely lady from Guatemala, has delivered it to us here in this loft of a 8-sided geometric wooden structure with a thatch roof. Mm-hmm. Like old school Ireland roof with bamboo struts. And we're in the attic and we're here, two lads from Ireland in Guatemala, San Marcos, Lake Atitlan, Central America.
Central America, yeah.
Chatting beauty over this podcast about where we came from. And we just get bananas from the trees, the cacao from the field, the peanut butter from the peanuts that grow here,
really well,
to the miel that comes from the beehives. Wow. The full experience in this glass chalice delivered. And somehow got through spirituality with enough awareness to know that I'm allowed to have nice things with nature and still be connected. And
drink up, man.
You hear the sound effects? This is me giving the chalice to Mr. Oliver.
Oh wow, that smells, it smells incredible. There's banana and cacao. You can smell it. It's like, is there milk in there?
No milk.
No milk?
No. No milk. There could be a bit of coconut water in there.
Yeah, something. It's delicious, man.
Coconut's also from the trees, lads.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Dinah?
Big blessings.
So yeah, it's good to tune into the whole friendship to see how it is there, and it's great.
Yeah, man. Really good, man.
I drank that way too fast. I could have had so much more pleasure if I did that slower, but I do not regret it because I'm tasting it right now, every bit of it dropping into my stomach. Just because it's not in my mouth doesn't mean I can't feel it.
And it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Really. Yeah. Let's close it with a little focus, because I think you like this kind of thing, to focus into something. So let's give it a little focus to finish.
Okay. Well,
because I feel like this episode's going to get to the lads in Ireland. This is going to really get back to them.
Back to the
Because
boys.
There's a man from Cork. There's a man from Cork, yeah, living in Mayo with Shane, my brother friend. And they're on episode 4 of this.
Oh, really?
Learnings of, no, what's it called? Me and the Lads in the Shire, it's called. And both of them deep into music. I went down to Cork to pick him up and bring him back during COVID, hit a checkpoint.
What's his name?
Oh, I'm trying to think of his name. Right now,
we'll mention two friends, Connor Godsell. Do you know any of them?
No.
They're mad fun, man.
I know a group of your friends that I'm not even mentioning their names right now on purpose. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, amazing. But yeah, this episode's gonna get to those lads.
Okay.
100%.
Cool.
That's interesting. Wow. Witnessing fears is so great. Yeah. This episode will get to whoever love wants it to get to. So yeah. I just love this ability to tune it into the heart. Always be able to bring it back.
Yeah,
it's so amazing.
So if you wanted to if I was to say something to close it, I would just say have fun. Enjoy life. Life's meant to be fun. I think it is meant to be fun. And relax more, and just focus on all the good stuff that's going on in your life. All the good about your family, all the good in your friends, and just unconditionally know that you're actually perfect just the way you are. And you don't need to become anything. Yeah, and enjoy the moment. That's what I would say. Message to myself.
Message to me. I had my eyes closed there, I was listening. That was great.
And thank you, man. I think it was actually a pleasure to chat with you. You really are a bright, bright guy, man. So thank you.
To close with a bit of a suspension, with a bit of hype, still calling out to anyone listening to this to support this journey on Patreon so I can continue to pay for people like Oliver's breakfast, yoga and meditation and be able to give these grand gestures to people to come chat and for you to listen, and that you can support by as little as €1 a month or €5 a month, what feels good that you're putting your money towards something that you're like, I want Michael to keep having these conversations with these amazing people, and I want this to keep moving because I want to hear this in my ears each week. If you feel like investing in that, send it on. All support welcome. It's going to continue spin frequency. I boldly have manifested 30 billion listeners, so, and I know what I say happens, so yeah, it's happening, and I want the support of finances to support me as well, so I'm able to fly to places, and in those transitions of moving into spaces where maybe I'll receive money for what I do, money can be coming through the podcast to allow that freedom to travel and be the love that I am. And yeah, thanks for your support. Thanks for taking the time to click on the link in the episode description and just simply putting in a few presses of maybe 3 minutes, and you have supported something amazing. Thank you for listening to us make friends, Oliver and Michael. South and West.
Thank you, man. It's a real pleasure.